So imagine you're an oncologist and a patient comes to you with cancer. Sounds straightforward, right? But here's the thing. Sometimes you have no idea where it originated. These are called cancers of unknown primary, or CUP, and they're actually pretty common in clinical practice. And when you don't know where the cancer started, treating it becomes incredibly challenging. You're essentially flying blind. Now, traditionally, figuring out the tumor origin means doing all kinds of expensive tests, multiple rounds of immunohistochemical staining, genetic panels, the works. It's time-consuming, costly, and delays the patient getting to the right treatment. But what if you could just look at a slide under a microscope and an A, I could tell you within seconds where that tumor came from. That's exactly what a new paper published in NPJ Digital Medicine is proposing. And the results are honestly pretty remarkable. The paper describes a deep learning approach that can identify the primary origin of malignant cells directly from whole slide images, whether those are cytology smears, cell blocks, or traditional histopathology slides. The key innovation here isn't just that it works, but that it works fast and it works efficiently. Let's talk about the performance first. On histopathology data from TCGA, they achieved 98% overall accuracy with 96% sensitivity and an AUROC of 99%. And it wasn't just broadly accurate. Specific cancer types showed remarkable performance. Breast cancer came in at 97% accuracy, bronchopulmonary cancers at 96%. These aren't marginal improvements. These are genuinely impressive numbers. But here's what I found even more interesting. They validated this on actual cytological smears, which are way more clinically realistic than just using a reference data set. There, they got 86% overall accuracy with 92% specificity, and they directly compared themselves against four state-of-the-art deep learning methods, CLAM, TOAD, MRAN, and Transmile. They outperformed all of them. That's the kind of comparative data that makes you sit up and pay attention. Now, the computational efficiency aspect is what makes this actually deployable. We're talking about processing whole slide images that are 1 to 2, 1 gigabytes in size and doing it in 11 to 36 seconds. They're achieving 99% space savings compared to raw image data. And the training? An ensemble model trained in under 10 hours on a Titan RTX GPU. That's affordable hardware. That's something a pathology lab could actually run. So what's making this work so well? The technical meat here is something called soft multi-class feature augmentation. Essentially, the method learns to augment features in a soft way. Rather than hard categorical decisions, it uses probabilistic weights to help the model generalize better, especially on underrepresented cancer classes. They backed this up with ablation studies showing that both the soft multi-class augmentation and soft loss training substantially improved performance. The cleverness here is twofold. First, they're being smart about how they handle imbalanced datasets, cancer types that have fewer examples in their training data. That's a real problem in medical AI, and they've built a solution directly into their approach, rather than just patching over it. Second, they've optimized for the actual use case. This isn't an algorithm that requires bespoke hardware or weeks of computation. This is something that could integrate into a pathology workflow tomorrow. And I think that's what makes this paper practically significant. There are plenty of papers that report high accuracy on benchmark data sets. But would it actually work in a hospital? Would a pathology lab adopt it? Can they run it? With this approach, the answer is yes to all of those questions. The clinical implications are substantial too. If this tool works as described, it could replace or substantially reduce the need for expensive immunohistochemical staining panels. Instead of doing sequential tests to narrow down the tumor origin, you could get a first-pass prediction in seconds. That's not just faster. That's cheaper, and it gets patients to appropriate site-specific treatment faster. Now, to be fair, this is a cross-sectional study, so there are limitations. You'd want to see this validated prospectively in a real clinical setting, and you'd want to understand failure modes. What kinds of cases does it struggle with? But the core contribution here is solid: a practical, efficient, deep learning approach that meaningfully outperforms existing methods on a real clinical problem. The thing that stuck with me reading this is how often AI papers are technically impressive, but practically impossible to deploy. This one seems to have thought through the real-world constraints from the start. That's the kind of work that actually makes it into the clinic.